The Day in Tech History is sponsored by Cachefly over at cachefly.com, where you can host your podcast and get a 14-day free trial.
Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
November 28th, 1967, the first pulsating radio source, otherwise known as a pulsar, was detected by graduate students Jocelyn Bell, working under Professor Anthony Hewish at the Mullard Radio Astronomy Observatory in Cambridge, England. 1983, Radio Shack unveiled the Tandy TRS-80 Model 2000 computer. It featured an 8 MHz Intel 8186 processor, 128 kilobits of RAM, 720 kilobit disk drive, and the MS-DOS 2.0 operating system. The base price was $2,750. You could add a 12-inch monochrome monitor for $250, 10-megabyte hard drive, optional color graphics card, and everything else for like $800, extra RAM, 128 kilobits of RAM for $300. They basically priced the whole thing out. 1984, Exec PC, which would eventually grow into one of the largest bulletin board systems in North America, took its first call at 2 a.m. on its only phone line. 1997, the website of Local 2609, the United Steelworkers of America, was hacked by Magica DeBin.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content from Geekazine.com, MorningGeeks.com, and other shows that I produce. That's over at Patreon.com/Geekazine. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
Back in at 2000, bidding on eBay for item number 50700-7174, the Ultimate Video Game Library, closed at $70,000. The winning bidder was listed as Ska Punk, and the auction was created by Baby One. Also in 2000, Sony Computer Entertainment introduced the PlayStation 2 in the United States. We talked about it the day before when they introduced it in Japan. In 2007, Google launched a new feature in its Google Maps for Mobile program that automatically set your location even in phones that lacked a global positioning system device or GPS device. Also in 2007, a 33-year-old man was found dead, presumably killed by an explosion of a mobile phone battery identified to be an LG phone. It was reported that the man was found lying beside an electronic shovel at a quarry where he worked. A co-worker described him as bleeding from the nose and having a phone with a melted battery in his left shirt pocket. It was later discovered that the man was killed by the co-worker who accidentally struck him with a drilling vehicle. And also in 2007, another CNN YouTube debate was held where candidates fielded questions posted by the general public in video form. And in 2008, Carl Icahn purchased an additional 7 million shares of Yahoo stock. This came after Yahoo's lowest stock price last week of $8.95 a share in 2008. And that is your Day in Tech History for November 28th. My name is Jeffrey Powers. www.dayintechhistory.com. You can see all the show notes over at the wiki page. And you can also follow me on Twitter over at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers. www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.